Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Monday of the second week of Advent, 5 December 2011. Jesus heals the paralyzed man because of the faith of his friends. The Lord be with you.
And also with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there, and the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought a stretcher, and some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence, but not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." When the scribes and the Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God, and struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, the Lord Jesus Christ.
So today, we have in Isaiah all of these amazing signs that the Messiah is with them. The eyes of the blind are opened, the ears of the deaf are cleared, the lame leap like a stag, and the tongue of the mute shall sing. Not only within human life, but even in the natural world, streams will burst forth in the desert and rivers in the steppe. Burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground springs of water. And there will be a highway called the Holy Way through the desert that will be a safe passage for all who travel upon it. This is the background that all of those scribes and Pharisees that are listening to Jesus from all of Judea, Galilee, and Jerusalem, right there at Peter's house in Capernaum, this is their background. They know what the messianic signs are. And Jesus is, in fact, doing all of these things, opening the eyes of the blind, giving voice to the mute, letting the deaf hear, and, in fact, restoring strength to the paralytic. But they miss that because Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven." What a beautiful word. Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven." He doesn't say it because the one lying on the mat who was paralyzed asked him. He says it because of the love and faith of the paralyzed man's friends. This is one of the most interesting stories. Normally, Jesus asks, do you believe I can do this? Do you have faith? In this case, It's the friends of the paralyzed man who have the faith. So much faith, right, that they carry him to where Jesus is and can't get in. So they go up on the roof and make a hole through the roof, which would have been noticeable, right? It would have made a lot of noise. There would have been little pieces of stuff falling from the ceiling. And then, of course, they got all their safety harnesses on and lowered the guy down very carefully in front of Jesus. This was a lot of work. I want friends like that, right? That love me so much that they'll drag me when I'm paralyzed to the feet of Jesus. And it's happened, gratefully, in my life, where friends and family have so supported me when I wasn't able to walk to Jesus myself. Sometimes you get to be on the mat. More often we see ourselves as those who care for others, those who carry the mat. But let's do it twofold. Let us not only get them physical healing, but let's get them the spiritual healing they need to make their whole life new. We need the forgiveness of sins. We need to be set free of all those things that corrupt our relationship with God. Jesus heals the man who is paralyzed out of the love and faith of his friends who worked so hard to get him to the feet of Jesus. And it gets him in trouble with the leaders. They start saying blasphemy, right? Blasphemy. Blasphemy was like treason. It's a capital offense in Israel. You can kill someone for blasphemy without even asking. They could all just pick up stones and start stoning Jesus. They had all heard the blasphemy, and they even say it. Who but God alone can forgive sins? And Jesus is saying, excuse me, I'm God. I am God. I can forgive sins. And to prove it, because the forgiveness of sins doesn't leave a mark, does it? Right? There's no change in the paralyzed man's countenance. What happens instead is he says, to prove that I am God, I say to the one who is paralyzed, stand up, pick up your mat, and go home. And he in fact does, glorifying God. And that day, they all remarked, we have seen incredible things. Let us also search out those incredible things of God, both in the forgiveness of sins and amazing healings, and where God gives us physical strength in spite of our human weakness. Because Jesus, in fact, is God and can do both and so much more.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.